So there's been some significant changes, Cobra, as you know, in the month of March with the financial system. And I would like to ask you, first and foremost, when I was up on the FDIC webpage, I noticed there were a very long list of not only failed banks, but they had been acquired on the date of March 21st. Can you give me any feedback on that?
Well, I will just say that all the financial changes which are happening right now are a continuation of the same plan, the same process. It's a natural process of the light forces making great progress in cornering the cabal and weakening the cornerstones of the cabal's financial system. And that's just a reflection of that same process. And as you probably know, on March 21st, there was this Erigone occultation, which was a trigger for the Federal Reserve to begin losing its power. And of course, this reflected in the network of banks throughout the planet.
Okay, and that's what I was going to ask you next, is it true that the BIS released the funds on the 17th, on the 27th?
No.
No, it's not.
It is not true.
And is it true that the TRNs were released?
It is not true.
Okay, so we're still at the point of being with the petrodollar.
Yes, of course. As you probably know, if you go to a grocery store, you still pay with Federal Reserve notes, and everything is still the same. When there will be an actual release, your life will change drastically.
Okay, I just meant behind the scenes, obviously, you know.
Actually, the change will propagate instantly because it's an online electronic system.
So
when everything is agreed upon, when everything is ready, when the reset happens, it will be instantaneous throughout the planet, and it will not happen exactly in the same way that most of the so-called dinar gurus are saying. It will happen a little bit differently. And I have described the process many times over.
Yes, you have.
Already, yes.
Yeah, you have. So, do you also agree that there have been multiple tests on the new financial system, that it's getting ready for this rollout? I mean, is that correct, that those have been kind of systematically rolled out, but they haven't been completely successful, or are they ready to roll?
Actually, there were different layers of that. The first layer was the resistance movements testing their own part, which was happening almost 2 years ago. It was successful. But then, after that, also the Eastern Alliance and the light force on the surface of the planet had to do their tests, and they are still continuing with those tests, and some of them have been complete and successful, but the process is not complete yet as of this moment, not completely complete.
Okay. Now, Cobra, what would be your response if someone came up to you and said, hey, listen, you know, this is great that they've got this new humanitarian funding projects, you know, through the BRICS nations, and there's going to be a new financial system, that's great, but, you know, we're all still being treated and working within the controllers of the money. What would be your response to that?
Actually, you're hearing about something which is being prepared and is being in the process of manifestation. It hasn't manifested yet. So I would say for people not to make their lives dependent on this process. Live as you're living at this moment with your own capabilities and follow your own guidance and use your own skills and talents, and do not make yourself dependent on the new financial system and the money that will come. Because nobody knows exactly when and how when it will come and how exactly you are going to get it. The general process is known, but the exact details are not yet determined. And it depends on the situation at that moment.
Well, that's a good point. So, okay, so you say no to the new gold-backed currency, right?
There will be a gold-backed currency, as I have described many times. And it will be tied to the basket of current currencies for a certain transitional period.
Okay. Now, what about the CINO signature of the bonds? Did you see that? That went down in, I believe, Indonesia?
Okay. I would say that all those news all those types of events are not reflecting the true nature of the collateral accounts. the negotiations about the collateral accounts are being taking place right now and are not completed.
Okay.
So even the people have claims of who is supposed to be and one who is supposed to be the signatory of the accounts, and this is all nonsense. The exact process is being negotiated right now, an exact procedure and protocol how this money will be distributed among humanity. And this is intended for humanity and not for any specific group. And the resistance movement is overseeing the process and will not tolerate any selfish deviation from the plan. I would put it this way.
I can imagine with the amount of preparation that's gone into it. So does that also mean that the IRS is not defunct and it's still operating and it's still a viable agency at this time?
Yes, of course. It's operating. It's still collecting money. And still money is being transferred to the cabal, to the Rothschilds, and to the Vatican, to the Jesuits.
Okay. And then I would have to ask the next question, which is it true that the Federal Reserve Bank is still running?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Okay. Well, these are all the types of things that are floating around out there from people that the internet viewers consider to be fairly reliable sources. So,
well, people need to use their common sense a little bit, and they can actually make a phone call to the bank and just check if it's operational or not.
Well, it's not as easy as that, Cobra, because this is the stuff that's going on behind the scenes before the rollout or before the shift over to the new system. So,
I would not agree because, as I said before, the actual reset will not happen in this way. All the institutions of the cabal will be working until the moment of the reset. And the reset will happen when the virus, which is in the international banking internet system, will be activated. And at that moment, all those institutions will be shut down because they will not be able to transfer money.
And it's supposed to be that instantaneous, that seamless.
Yes. This will be, from the moment it happens, it will be a chain reaction that will take a maximum, let's say, a few minutes, and all the computers will be shut down, and the central banks will not be able to execute transactions, and they will have to close. And that, and the same with the big financial institutions throughout the planet.
Okay.
So this is how it's going to happen. And, of course, all the major cabal institutions will continue operating until that moment, even behind the scenes.
So don't you feel that some of the changes, like the drastic changes with Russia not participating with the same financial system, for example, or the fact that the petrodollar has a lot less significance in exchange of oil, aren't these pieces of the puzzle to, you know, demonstrate that our system is coming to an end?
This is actually the very important parts of the same process of the reset of the financial system, because before the actual reset happens, alternative infrastructure needs to be created, and that alternative infrastructure includes the Eastern Alliance and the major countries and the major financial infrastructure like development banks, alternative transaction system that is different from SWIFT, a different alternative infrastructure that will not involve petrodollar. Mm-hmm. And there are many things connecting with the end of petrodollar. I will release certain intel about this very soon. And then people will be able to understand more what's happening behind the scenes. But the end of petrodollar is a process which is happening, which is actually accelerating now.
Yeah.
And will culminate in the reset of the financial system.
Yeah, I noticed the other day I read something that the Saudis are considered like yesterday's news for oil because their excess capacity is very minimal. And
well, this is a little bit of exaggeration, but it's true that their power is diminishing.
And the Saudis have always been in the pocket of the U.S., correct?
It was true until very recently, and now they're beginning to ally with the Eastern Alliance because they have realized that Cabal is losing their power.
Hmm.